We're all in uncharted territory looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Glad you're with us. Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. Mike Golic, Mike Golic Jr., Trey Wingo here, and the Pugs on National Donut Day. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We got a lot going on right now.
We got
a lot of things we're working
through. We're a disaster here right now.
When you were saying yes, yes like that, I thought you were talking about the donut sitting in front of me.
Well, part of it. I mean, your one of your pugs was running around crazy because he had a bite of a donut and he had a sugar rush like I've never seen
before. There is a lot to get to, but one of the most important things about, we're getting close to halfway through this horrific year that I said could maybe start to turn it around.
Yeah.
It is National Donut Day. So Chris went out this morning and got some donuts from our favorite place here, Donut Crazy, and we have, I have mine in front of me. You guys have not partaken yet, and you better, or I'm going to jump on them because it is that time.
Just like Michael Jordan's pizza, I spit on all the donuts, so they're mine.
I don't care.
I was going to say, and you know what? You better be joking. Like, we've all been down here in close proximity for a long time, and we've been able to deal amicably. We know everyone's a little on edge because there's a lot of stressors in the world right now. If you had actually spit on those donuts, I would have walked across here and punched you in the face.
That's a line of demarcation.
We all have the line in the sand that cannot be crossed, and that one for me would just be like the sea red moment of getting choked
out. And if you took my golf club, I would be so angry.
We all have our line in this. So we've got that going on as Dad can start to chow down
just
on that.
Pounding on that donut.
We remember going back into the last hour that in the 6 o'clock hour, we completely forgot that on Fridays we do Tale of the Tape, despite the fact that we've all exchanged numerous emails and actually done the work of that this morning, if you're Jerry on our show. And so we decided we would start off this hour with that. For anyone that hasn't been around here, every Friday since the start of the pandemic, we've been doing our Tale of the Tape fictional fight cards to try and manufacture competition in some sort because we knew we weren't getting it on the weekends. But now we have sports back, and so clearly we've even forgotten the thing that we made to do today. This week is fictional TV and movie coaches, the football edition. We did the non-football edition last week, and so we're following it up. We had Texas high school football in the first round. Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights, the TV show, gets a 59% to 41% win over Bud Kilmer from Varsity Blues. In the second round, that is now up for voting, and you can go to @GolicandWingo to chime in on that, we've got our TV and movie coaches. Second round, it all comes down to this, the Comeback Kids edition on this one.
Ooh.
Let's see our first contender.
Herman Boone, the man at the helm of the newly formed T.C. Williams High School in desegregated Virginia. Herman Boone was brought in to not only produce wins, but to heal the hearts and minds of his players and community, but also basically had to go undefeated to keep his job, so really wins. Known for his toughness and perfectionist tendencies, he is a strict disciplinarian. As he tells one of his players, "This is no democracy. This is a dictatorship. I am the law." He keeps only 6 plays in his offensive playbook and hates trick plays. He believes the game is all about execution, fundamentals, and toughness, which makes perfect sense considering he wins the state title in walk-off fashion, running a fake 32 blast with a backside George reverse. Combine that with getting Louie into college and earning the respect of a 9.5-year-old girl, and it's truly the season dreams or movies are made of.
Oh,
it's a tough one to beat, man.
Well,
it's a tough one to beat.
And I got
to
tell you what, in the early voting, he is out to a commanding lead.
I was about
this
to say.
Is going to be a rough one for our next contender. Let's take a listen.
Coach Klein was ahead of his time, an offensive innovator as an assistant coach under the legendary Coach Kavanaugh at the University of Louisiana. He's a man who enjoys the finer things like puppies, babies, and wearing high heels. Those who watched him said Klein was the Sean McVay of his generation. But when Kavanaugh retired, Red Beaulieu stole Klein's playbook and his manhood and continued the Cougars' dominance of the state, while Klein ended up at the lowly South Central Louisiana State University. But Klein and Beaulieu's paths would collide once again. After Red fires waterboy Bobby Boucher, Klein finds an NCAA loophole for Boucher by bringing him on as the waterboy and is able to bring out his pent-up anger, which makes him the fiercest linebacker in the nation. Boucher and Klein form a dynamic duo, culminating in a moment everyone remembers.
Remember the time Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl? Do you now?
I mean, if you're going up against Herman Boone, you have to pick a wild card.
Oh, that
and
is
Coach
so
Klein
good.
Is the wild card.
Coach Klein is absolutely a wild card. And we remember the South Central Louisiana Mud Dogs did go all the way to the Bourbon Bowl with the Waterboy as their linebacker and at the end as their quarterback. And that's nuts. That's nuts is brought to you by California Almonds with 6 grams of natural protein. Fuel your whatever day. Every day with California Almonds. It's going to be a tough one. I appreciate what Coach Klein brought to the table. Certainly an offensive innovator, but he's going to get his ass kicked.
Shout out to Ryan Rucco, who's doing the intros, doing a great job with them. Wow.
You know what else is nuts?
What's that?
Baseball.
Whoa, man.
We have all these sports figuring out. We're seeing the pass forward. We're progressing to all these sports that either should not be playing or are getting ready to play. And the sport that should be going right now and be in full swing just can't get out of their own damn way. And it's just like, guys, come on, figure it the bleep out.
It is amazing. I mean, you talk about, we keep saying negotiations. There's no negotiating here. There is baseball. There actually was an agreement in March.
Yeah.
There was an agreement in March.
Blow it up!
82 games and prorated salaries, but there was that little caveat in there from the owners. If we're going to play games with no fans, things are going to change a little bit, and man, they have. So since that point, there has been proposal to the other side, rip it up, throw it away. This is our proposal back, rip it up, throw it away. Nobody is acknowledging the proposal to say, okay, let's base something off this and renegotiate. It's your proposal is absurd. We're going to give you ours. I mean, it's a mess. I still think they're going to work it out because I can't believe they'd be dumb enough not to. But man, are they, it looks ridiculous in the process.
We all keep saying that. Right?
I know.
Like that
I
ends
know.
Up, like I even
remember, maybe that's the want to.
Oh, I know. And it's great. Like it's even like coming from the league side, like Buster Olney mentioned that he had people that he was talking to saying, well, we're going to get this done, right? But I don't know.
Yeah.
Like how the hell am I supposed to know? Buster's just as confused as the rest of us.
Well, by the way, if you are missing baseball, tune in Sunday night for MLB Classic, Game 7 of the 2016 World Series between the Cubs and Indians, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. By the way, we'll have Jeff Passan joining us in just about 21 minutes and 54 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, the
that's very accurate, but I'm not sure.
The human succometer that is Jeff Passan to try and tell us what we're at, because we've seen this, like, volley, too, of it's almost like it's almost petulance, right? We've seen both sides saying, well, we're not going to respond to this offer. We're just going to send our other offer in that, is you know, kind of responding to what we just heard, but not a direct response because that offer isn't even dignified or worthy of a response in this. It's like, what are we doing? Just you're negotiating in public in a weird, uncomfortable way already.
So talking about biblical losses.
Here is basically the latest. The players will not take another pay cut and have resoundingly rejected the league's plan to begin the season, Tony Clark said in a statement Thursday evening after a two-hour conference call of the union's executive board and several other player leaders. On Wednesday, the league had rejected the players' proposal to play 114 games at full prorated salary. So remember, it hadn't been proposed to the players, but all of a sudden it got leaked out there in the ether about this 50-game thing. It's like the drop-dead game amount of, okay, if we're going to go through this, hey, players, you get your prorated salary, we're playing 50 games. And you wonder if there's ever going to be a take-it-or-leave-it scenario of, this is what we're going to do, so it mitigates our losses. You're still going to get 30% of your pay because that's all the games we're going to be playing, and let's go from there. Again, that's never been formally proposed to the players, but amazingly enough, it's out there because baseball, I think more than any other sport, it's out there.
It's like that like office dispute where it's like, well, I'm not talking to so-and-so, so you can tell Tom is what I think about this as they're both standing right there in the same room. They're all looking at Jeff Passan and Buster Olney. Well, you can tell the Players Association. Well, you can tell the players. I don't just reject this. I resoundingly reject this.
You said, like, I'm thinking the actual TV show The Office where Dwight Schrute was shunning people.
Yes.
And he would have to talk to somebody else to get to that person because he was being shunned. unshun each other. How about that? So let's start with the unshunning, and then we can hopefully get to baseball actually figuring this again. Figure it the bleep out.
And again, it's going to be different than what we're talking about with hockey. They're still working on a couple of cities, right? The NBA, which is going to Disney World. MLS, which is going to Disney World. The WNBA, which looks like it's going to the IMG Academy
in Bradenton, Florida,
and looking like a 22-game schedule instead of a 34-game schedule. Everybody's figuring it out. Not only does baseball have to figure it out, but they don't have that one or two places planned that we had heard first, Florida, then Arizona, maybe both, and maybe include Texas. They're talking about playing in their cities, you know, with the traveling and such. Yeah. And the possibility, we already know in Texas, the governor has upped it already from 25% capacity to 50% capacity.
They're just all in at this point.
In their stadium, so they can have some fans, maybe in some states, but they're dealing it different because it is a full season and it is going to be in all the different cities of the teams.
Yeah, and we've acknowledged all the very real difficulties. That's never been the issue. The issue and the discussion point has always been why you go about your business in the way that you do. And it's based on years of this enmity and years of these bitter feelings and it welling up, especially in the last couple off seasons. And we've been round and round with this, and you just wondered as like, cause we've mentioned, life around the outside has not gotten better.
No.
Like, things have continued to descend into this vast hellscape that is 2020. And you'd think at some point there'd be that, like, look up from your notes and realize, like, that realization that Drew Brees had after he said what he said. Oh, my God. I have completely kind of disregarded what's going on in the rest of the world and the rest of time right now. This might be actually bad. Like, you wait for Major League Baseball and the players in a very different way to look up and go, oh, wait, we got to get this done. We're sports, and the world is burning around us. We might want to just do the sports thing.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I look forward to talking to Jeff Passan because I think he's hilarious and very insightful. But I have a lot of pent-up frustrations that I'm going to have to release when Jeff is on the show about Major League Baseball. So, Jeff, I'm just going to apologize in advance if you're hearing this now.
Have a donut.
Oh, yeah.
That'll calm you.
Because these emotions need a sugar rush.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Donut,
so, you know what? Let's just move on. I don't want to talk about this anymore until Jeff Passan is with us so we can really vent. So let's talk about something that is moving forward, and that's the plan that was approved yesterday by the NBA. It's really, I mean, listen, they took a long time to get to this plan, and Michelle Roberts of the Players Association was basically saying, hey, my guys are ready. Let's go. And there is a lot of detail on how this thing is going
to
play out.
And there is a call today with the players on approving this. And part of it is going into next year. There does look to be a quick turnaround from when the season would end this year to when it would start next year.
So let's bring in someone who knows a thing or two about basketball and also is willing to talk about everything else that's going on in the world. And that is our pal Jay Williams. Jay, how are you first and foremost? Because that's a question we're asking everybody in these tumultuous times we've seen over the last 10 to 12 days.
You know, Trey, it's been, I think it's been challenging and difficult for everybody. And, you know, I'm doing okay. I am lucky enough to be privileged to, kind of get myself out of New York. And, you know, we came up north for a little bit just to, you know, let things settle down because, our home got vandalized. But, you know, it's, I appreciate what you guys are doing, the sentiment and the tonality in which you guys are taking. And these are very complex issues and arduous times, and the delicacy in which you guys, you know, engage in these conversations. I just want to say I very much appreciate it.
Well, that means a lot to us. So thank you very much, because we want to be here and listen and make sure we, as three white guys, make sure we understand the conversation and present it in the right way.
And along those lines, Jay, let's talk about that. That's obviously the bigger, more important issue than sports right now. From what you've seen and where this has gone in the last 10 days, 11 days and so, and we had the memorial service for George Floyd yesterday, what really started all this is obviously him being killed. Where do you think this is going that could be different than other times horrific things have happened and then unfortunately they got pushed to the side?
Well, I'll give you a great analogy, Golic. So, you know, when I first got married, I think from previous relationships, I had a bad habit. And my wife forced me to address that bad habit. And so, you know, it would be interesting if you just poured all your energy and effort into me. You know, am I not deserving of that? And from that moment on in my life, every time I was at a crossroads, I had an internal conversation with myself. And I found myself having this dialogue constantly about, all right, this is a decision that I have to make, and I choose to be different. If I choose to be different, then I have to continuously abide by that different. And I think now what I'm seeing, and I tell you that analogy is because, you know, over the last, you know, 6-7 days, I've had so many conversations with people of different colors, and I know it's been challenging, and they've been awkward, and it's been uncomfortable, but my advice to everybody would be you have to lean into that. It's the same way, you know, when you guys are on the football field or you learn a new stance or you learn a new tackle. It's not what you've always done in your whole life, but when you say, okay, well, this is the right way, I have to make this a habit. And when you're forced to confront that daily and you see things differently because you have this awareness of experience, then I think that pushes us in the right direction. So that awareness, I think that heightened awareness and that keenness around that is imperative. And I think I'm seeing that holistically from a lot of people, and that's moving us towards the right direction. I don't, you know, a lot of answers come to what kind of legislation, what kind of things can we do locally to understand who your district attorney is, who your mayor is, all the voting systems that are in place and how to be engaged in that. That's going to be more tactical. But I think this type of movement of awareness is something that is huge right now, considering the times.
Talking to Jay Williams, our ESPN basketball analyst here on Golic and Wingo, and I think we'll see a lot of that in the resumption of these sports seasons going forward as athletes really take up the mantle for a lot of these things. Jay, certainly the NBA has been a part of that conversation in many ways, and they're going to get one of those first chances to have their platform back. We know the Players Association's got a call today, but it sounds like it's full steam ahead. What have you made of the plan that they have laid out for return and the format going into it?
Well, I mean, if you're asking me to compare Adam Silver to Roger Goodell and to Rob Manfred and the way he's been able to run the NBA, I mean, I think Adam is one of the best leaders we not only have in sports, but I think we have in this country. And he's been extremely pragmatic about his approach and making sure that he has all the information available. And, I think doing it at a closed location, Disney World is great. Having the teams there, having enough testing is there. And I also think that, you know, for a lot of the players, with the exception of the guys who are making a lot of money, this could, if they can't get a season, and this ultimately could affect next year's CBA. And I think, and a lot of guys recognize that for players that are coming into the league, that players who aren't making millions of dollars, that, hey, like, this is their livelihood too. So, you know, I appreciate the fact there's a sense of urgency, and I think that Adam, you know, waiting for the right time to see where we are in relation. I know we've been talking about protests and riots and things of that sort with Black Lives Matter, but we're also in the midst of a pandemic still. And I think Adam waiting to recognize, all right, where are we with this pandemic? Where are the numbers skewing towards? And what is the right optimal time for us to have a short window to do this? I think he's looked at it pretty pragmatically.
He certainly has, and it was the Adam Silver in the NBA that put the hard pause that really every sport followed, and now he's one of the first, along with the NHL, to have a cohesive plan going forward and return to play in the NBA coming up at the end of this month and maybe as long as through October 12th, as Jay Williams is with us. Jay, we started our conversation with you this morning asking how you're doing, and because of everything that's going on in the country and, quite frankly, in the world, and that's remarkable to me to see the demonstrations in other cities and other countries across the world in the wake of what happened to George Floyd. But you have long been an advocate for mental health and awareness, and that is something that is clearly being stressed at this time right now, perhaps more than a few other times in this country that I can remember. What's important about that part of this? As we deal with these constant barrages of images of sometimes destruction and violence at the hands of those in authority against those who are peaceful protesting, how are we processing this? How important is that?
Well, you know, I can only speak from, you know, my own situation, Trey, and I think you guys would appreciate this. You know, one of the challenges that I find to doing our job is, you know, each and every day you have to bring a unique perspective to your viewers. And, you know, for me, I think I've always been able to do that. And, you know, since all this stuff has happened, I actually haven't been on air. I found it to be, and I want to be on air, and I think right now, words are so important, and how you say things within semantics and context are so important. So for me, I've been trying to have as many conversations with people as possible to gather as much information and really think through, what am I saying when I come on air? You know, And to be frank with you guys, you know, this is something that I've grown up having conversations with my father about this. I've grown up, you know, attending the Million Man March and being a part, you know, of other protests in different ways. And I've always been a little bit scared, to be honest with you, because I know that we're not allowed to get political. And there are some repercussions to that. We've seen that in the past when people do. And, you know, as an African-American male, I feel like, you know, before there was only so much I could do. You know what I mean, guys? Like, if you don't want to go overboard because then people say you're too pro this or,
right.
You know, you're just pushing your agenda. And it's always been this delicacy that I've had this hesitation about how far to go. How far do you push this narrative? Because there have always been things internally in my neighborhoods we always talk about. So I think now, you know, really making sure that, hey, what kind of actionable items are we giving people as we look forward? And I the other day I just, you know, had a conversation with Bob Johnson talking about reparation. And, you know, people can get angry about, you know, the number he threw out as it relates to, he's like, you know, African Americans deserve $16 trillion of, you know, of reparation. And I understand how that's an arbitrary number, but it was more so about, and I'm sorry for being long-winded, guys. It was about the acknowledgement, right? It was about, you know, when you go to Berlin or you go to Germany, you see pictures, you see signs of things that are reminding people of the Holocaust, right? And you know, the reparation for the Jewish people that they've, you know, obviously put through, you know, years and years and generations of pain. And I think that, you know, we're having those type of conversations now, but to see those things kind of be at the forefront and to hear people acknowledge that, I think it's just kind of important because it's just saying like, hey, I see you. Like when I see you guys in the hallway, I dap you guys up like you're my boys because you guys are human beings. You guys bleed red just like I do. And I think for everybody, it's like, hey, great. Like, let's just see each other for the people that we are and let's help each other because at the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about how different we are, but damn, it's the human race. We're one race. Let's look at each other that way. So sorry for the long-winded thing, man. It's just it's been a very emotional ride over the last, you know, couple of days and years of my life.
Totally understand.
Absolutely.
And Jay, we appreciate that, and we see you, and we're listening, and that's the thing we can do the most, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate you guys, too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Wow.
It feels cathartic for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
It's been amazing to listen over the last few days, and like Jay mentioned, he hadn't been on air. Like, we've been on air every day as this has been going on, so we get a four-hour outlet to kind of come here and try and work this out, and we're doing it to the best of our ability like everyone else, and I hear and see people get angry with us all the time. Like, we're trying to work through this in real time like everybody else, and so for Jay and a lot of people that don't have that outlet every day that are having those conversations behind closed doors, there's we have seen people come on here and just kind of let it all out like that.
Yeah.
You hope it helps some. You hope it helps people feel better.
We want to let people do that because, listen, we're flying by the seat of our pants here. I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
So we have that incredible situation going on and topic going on. We have sports coming back like the NBA that we just talked about. And then there's baseball.
Yeah, we'll get to that with Jeff. And Jeff, I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, okay? You don't deserve any of the anger that's coming your way, but you're the only one that I can talk to about it. So we'll get to that.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Golgan Wingo with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I want to be clear about this. I love Jeff Passan, our fine Major League Baseball insider. I respect Jeff Passan.
I look forward to our conversations with Jeff Passan every chance I get. In fact, I was trying to think of the word that would describe how much I'm looking forward to my conversation with Jeff Passan, and the only word I came up with, biblical. That's how much I'm looking forward to talking to Jeff Passan. But Jeff, I'm getting a little angry with these two. What the hell, man?
You and me both, Mr. Wingo. It's frustrating. And it's frustrating because it's unnecessary. And it's frustrating because it's something that is being perpetuated out of principle on both sides. And as I pointed out in my column on ESPN.com, when you are in the middle of a pandemic, when there is civil unrest in the country over unjust things, when you could be back and are being willingly or willfully obdurate about it, just as stubborn as you could possibly be, the whole point of this is that it's not necessary, and that really it's over a minuscule amount of money compared to what baseball generates in a regular year.
Jeff, I'm wondering, once they finish the money part, have they done anything else? Do we have health and safety guidelines,
yeah,
travel in all the different cities they're going to go to because they're not doing the bubble or campus like other sports? So has any of that other stuff been figured out?
You know, the health and safety issue is mostly taken care of at this point. Remember, there was a 67-page protocol draft that Major League Baseball distributed to the players. And while there were some issues in there that needed to be resolved, there are issues that can be figured out. The health and safety stuff, while extraordinarily important, you could very easily argue more important than the money, is more or less taken care of. It's just a money issue at this point. And both sides are dug in. Last night, Tony Clark put out a statement saying we are not going to be moving off our position. Major League Baseball, a couple days earlier, said we are not going to be moving off our position. And here we are, another week gone by, and no sign in sight of baseball getting to the point where it needs to get to come back. And it's amazing how the sport has completely ceded the months that it normally dominates to now the NBA, likely the NHL, and the other sports that are going to be coming back, like football, like the NFL and college football.
So, Jeff, I guess looking at this now, we know where they're dug in on there. Is there a magic number between that, you know, 48-game season from the MLB, from the 82-game season model that the Players Association is endorsing, and the money in the middle that makes it work in your mind?
Yeah, listen, there is a strike point in the middle. The problem, though, with that is that the players say, you know, why would we do this if you are going to privatize the profits and socialize the losses? Why should we be a part of that when for years we feel like you have profited a significant amount off this game and have not shared equally those profits with us, the people who make the game? And look, it's a reasonable point. I get it. The problem with it is that people just want baseball. They don't want to hear about the players and their money. They don't want to hear about the owners and their money. They just want to hear the crack of the bat, and they're not hearing anything right now.
Jeff, how much of this is honestly not about this summer but about next year? Because we all know the bitterness that has been, yeah, about Major League Baseball whenever there's been time to work out a new agreement, and it's up after this year. So is it possible to even look at the context of what's going on specifically for this season, knowing that it's really about the next thing over the next number of years that they're going to have to work out?
That's an enormous part of it, Trey. And we have to remember, baseball has had labor peace longer than any of the other major professional sports in North America. So this is something that has been good for MLB over the last 25 years. The problem is it's not good right now. The relationship between the players and owners is at its lowest point since 1994. And we all remember what happened in 1994. It is unquestionably a problem. And I think the players feel like they have ceded ground in recent years. And by ceding that ground, they want to say to the owners here, hey, you're not going to push us around anymore. And I get that. I do get it. But, man, it's a hard argument to make in these times that we're living right now.
So, Jeff, as far as when to play, I know July 4th is that, boy, wow, how great would it be if we could play on July 4th.
Yeah, but it's not happening, Mike.
It's not the almighty, right? It doesn't have to be that way. So once there is both sides saying yes, what's the time frame to then actually having a baseball game?
You know, it all depends on how long the season is. I mean, MLB has the ability to unilaterally impose the schedule of its liking. It's talking right now about 48 games. And we have to remember these games and the playoff games are going to be played in October. So there's a possibility that we don't see baseball until like the beginning of August, possibly. But that would be so cutting off your nose to spite your face with the NBA coming back on July 31st. MLB's whole advantage in this situation was that it could come back earlier than the other sports, but right now with the sides entrenched like they are, it's just difficult to see. I take that back. It's not difficult to see a path. A path exists. Neither side right now, however, is willing to acknowledge that path.
Well, I am willing to acknowledge that even though this was pretty depressing on the idea of baseball coming back, I enjoyed this conversation with Jeff on a biblical level, and I just wanted you to know that, Jeff.
Trey, I enjoy every conversation we have on a biblical level, so thank you for that, and thank you, as always, boys, for having me.
Thanks, all right, brother, Jeff. Be strong.
In case you have no idea of the biblical reference, it was
Tom Ricketts.
Tom Ricketts, owner of the Cubs, that said that the owners are facing, or they're facing, biblical losses as far as money. So
yeah, okay,
yeah, that's just what everybody wants to hear.
I may be worth only $800 million. Yeah, it's tough times, man. It's tough. It's tough out there. Mm-hmm. Got to figure all that out. You know, I could say most people probably shove the idea of feeling any sympathy for either one of those sides. And speaking of that.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle in that one. So while Major League Baseball might be nowhere near close to playing games, you can send us videos at Golic and Wingo of you playing sports at home as a part of our Home Olympic Trials brought to you by California Almonds. With 6 grams of natural protein, fuel your whatever day, every day with California Almonds.
Coming up, let's love some stuff and shove some stuff.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Love it or shove it. You ready? Everything has nuance. Nothing happens in black and white. See, Bubba's gonna hate me again, but I think there's nuance here. You guys have to embrace the nuance in life. Oh, wait, hold on. There's 2 questions there. Life is not black and white. It's mostly gray.
Just answer the question.
No. Well, which one do you want me to answer? You're loving the statement.
It's a statement, and then you love it or shove it. This is the first time playing.
No, it's not, and it should probably be the last time playing.
Golic and Wingo is brought to you by AutoZone. Need a part for your car and need it fast? AutoZone has more ways for you to get it however you want it, like free next day delivery or free same day pickup in store or curbside. The choice is up to you. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you. Glad you're with us. We're going to do the thing. You want to do the thing?
It's time.
You want to do it?
It's time for the thing.
Do
we have the guy for the thing?
Do we have the guy for the thing? That's what I want to know.
Bob,
what's up? Hey, Bubba's there. Let's love and shove some stuff.
Hey, are you guys ready? Let's do that. It's been a while, so let's get back into it. Love it or shove it, brought to you by Granger. Let's get it going. The Astros are the biggest winners of the MLB offseason. Love it or shove it.
That's really a great question. Really, it's twofold because one, with this season going on and the Texas governor saying you can now fill stadiums 50%, they could have a home field, half-filled stadium of their home fans cheering for them. And also, when they go on the road, if other places have no fans, nobody booing them. So I'm going to love this one and say this worked out pretty well for them. Remember when that was a big story?
I guess that's the thing, is everyone's so angry at Major League Baseball and the union right now that they have long since ceased being really angry at the Astros. So, yeah, I'll love the hell out of this. Huge winner.
Yeah,
I don't want to because I wanted all the scrutiny.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. I got to love it, I guess.
All right, Bubba, what's next?
This NFL offseason has hurt the Raiders most, love it or shove it.
So this is interesting, the idea of everything going on with the Raiders, their stadium construction, being the first year going into that new stadium, and what we expected, a lot of the fanfare going along with that as well makes it really difficult. I'll still shove this because I think over the course of this offseason, your quarterback room, getting Marcus Mariota as a backup quarterback in that room certainly helps. We know Henry Ruggs, while they were a little scared about that potential injury the other day, seems good. I think you've improved enough ways, so I'm not going to say it's hurt them the most because I think they still got better.
And I think also it's about training camp. Remember, there were 10 teams last year that had training camp away from their main facilities. The Raiders do. The Raiders had it in Napa Valley. But this year they have to have it at their main facility, and that's trying to be finished up, I believe, in Henderson, Nevada, where their training facility is going to be. So it's going to be just finishing and new by the time they're going to get into it. So I think I'm going to shove this one. I don't think they'll be hurt as bad.
What about where is Los Angeles with their stadium? That would be my question, because I feel like that one we've heard a lot more about being behind on things because of this than Vegas.
But more than that, I'm going to shove it because I think there are many teams that are at a much bigger disadvantage, and those are teams with new head coaches for the first time.
Maybe new quarterbacks are breaking in.
I mean, look, I love Matt Rhule, but it's stacked against him right now in Carolina. First-time offensive coordinator in Joe Brady, a new quarterback, and first time he's a head coach in the NFL. Those guys are really behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and their team's going to be bad, so that's going to be a tough part of that, too.
I believe in Matt Rhule.
What do we got next, Bubba?
All right, it's love it or shove it, Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. With the NBA returning, designating one player with seven fouls is the best advantage to give higher seeds in the NBA playoffs. Love it or shove it.
So, again, they're talking about this. This is true, actually true. They're talking about giving advantages because there won't be a home court advantage to the higher seed teams, like a seventh foul for one of your players, like the possession in the beginning of the second, third, and fourth quarter, like an extra replay. And I think out of those three we've talked about, I think I would agree because, man, how many times you see early in the game one of the top players, as long as you designate, I guess, the right player, gets that second foul and boom, they're on the bench. Now, if you have your best player with that extra foul, I do think from a player standpoint they would probably like that one. It only helps one player, but it eventually could help the team. So I'll love it.
Yeah, I love the hell out of this. I wish this was, quite frankly, in addition. We've talked so much in the past and had this come up. Like, your best player fouling out of a game should not be a thing that readily happens in the NBA. We know in the playoffs they tend to call things a little more lax anyway, but I will love this one, absolutely.
Listen, Stephen A. Smith went ballistic on this one. He did not like it at all. So kind of for that reason and the other reason, I really like it.
As I said, I'm throwing everything out the window, man. You want to do something that's off season. Let's go, Bubba.
Yeah, by the way, if you're missing basketball, tune in tomorrow night for an NBA Classic, Game 6 of the 2013 NBA Finals with the Heat and the Spurs, presented by Home Depot. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm sorry, Bubba. Please continue.
All right, decent read. If the NBA Finals isn't Bucks-Lakers, people will blame the hiatus. Love it or shove it.
Oh, absolutely love it. They absolutely will. I mean, because everything was thrown off. Things are different. So they say because things are different, we didn't get these two top seeds. So I absolutely love that. People will blame the hiatus.
And you know what? I don't care.
I don't either.
I mean, I love it. I'm fine with it. But you know what? Brian Windhorst said this, which I was really interesting. In the way things are going to go at a breakneck speed, you could make the argument that trying to win this NBA title could be much more difficult than trying to win it the old-fashioned way, where you had all that lag time between series and games. This is all in your face. You better be ready to go. So I think it's going to be really, really difficult. I love this.
It is going to be difficult. There's a lot of concern around what the effect physically and the ramifications might be for some guys. This is like in South Park, they had that song, Blame Canada. It's going to be Blame COVID for basically everything that happens from here on out. It is easy to just go back to the common refrain of Blame COVID. So I love this one. Bubba, what's next?
All right, it's love it or shove it, Golic and Wingo. Bubba is here. Ja Morant should win Rookie of the Year. Love it or shove it.
So if we're basing it on right now, I would love it. But are we counting? Because when they go to Orlando, they're playing some regular season games.
Eight regular season
games.
So
what if we get a shift there? The Pelicans right now are 3.5 back from Memphis. What if they overtake them? And a lot of that is Zion. Are they counting these last eight games?
It's a regular season award.
It's a regular season. But right now, if you ask me, Ja Morant gets the award. I would love that.
I love it because I think he's going to get it. Look, we talked about also in the MVP race with LeBron. Right when the league started, it felt like it was beginning to head in the direction that LeBron might be able to overtake Giannis. But I don't think eight games on either side is going to be enough to overtake the 60-plus that they've already played.
Josh should win this. I thought Zion was going to have this season gone normally. I thought they were trending in that direction. But Ja deserves credit for playing at a high level, for putting Memphis in this position, and for doing it all over the course of that time period. So I'm going to love this one. Bubba?
All right. I believe that's all we have, right? Love it or shove it, brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, there's Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus 24/7 customer support and product specialists always ready to answer any question. Call or visit Grainger.com.
Well done, Bubba. Thanks, man.
Have Bubba, a great week.
Thanks, Bubba.
Yeah, do it again next week.
Sounds good, buddy.
Yeah.
Real quickly, because it's regular season games, what if the Pelicans get put into a situation where their play-in is with Memphis, and then they overtake Memphis. Then, I especially if Zion is huge in that, Zion's going to get the Rookie of the Year award.
I don't think he'd get Rookie of the Year based off that, but I would love the idea of if they would just put the Rookie of the Year trophy on the side of the court and you'd play for it.
Winner
whoever
takes
wins it.
It,
winner gets it, and they present it right after the game. Stop presenting all these awards after the season. You tried, it didn't work, do it there.
You mean a game of one-on-one between the two of them?
Roll the ball out. Yeah. Let's play, Trey.
We're breaking all the rules. Stay with us. Lots more coming. Golic and Wingo.